content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's go ahead and jump right in with this one from Women's Day. Downtime You Deserve, Kick Back. Women's Day's picks for the best in new books, movies, and more. For reading a book, The Bride Test by Helen Hoang, H-O-A-N-G. For fans of The Arrangement by Sarah Dunn and 99% Mine by Sally Thorne, the unconventional romance between a successful autistic accountant and a foreign prospective bride scouted by his mom is a testament to all the ways love can blossom. And that was out May 7th. Then Listen to Music. When You're Ready is what it's called, by Molly Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, for fans of Alison Krauss, Sarah Jarosz, and early Taylor Swift. Tuttle's combo of bluegrass fiddle, country vocals, and finger-picking guitar will have you two-stepping to one tune and grabbing tissues for another. Watch TV. Bless This Mess. That's for fans of Parenthood, Moving Country, and Fixer Upper. After leaving stressful lives in New York City to become farmers in rural Nebraska, a newlywed couple, Dax Shepard and Lake Bell, realize country life isn't as simple as they expected. That premiered April 16th on ABC. See a movie. Palms, that's P-O-M-S, for fans of Book Club, Calendar Girls, and the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. A diverse group of spunky ladies from a retirement community led by Diane Keaton as Martha form a cheerleading squad in this heartwarming comedy, which was out on May 10th. And next up is this one from Good Housekeeping, Boost Your Brain Power. Besides eating healthy and avoiding smoking, there are some simple ways to set up your brain for aging success. First, plan to volunteer. One study found that giving back, even for less than 2 hours a week, could slow cognitive decline, likely because doing so promotes social connection and mental engagement, which research has proven can help stave off dementia. Study a new language. It may be easier to learn one when you're young, but studying another language at any age can promote thinking skills, increase mental agility, and delay the aging of the brain, found one study. Plus, if you take group classes, you get that social benefit as well. And learn to play an instrument. Even if you don't see yourself as musically inclined, give it a shot. In one study, people 60 and over showed improvement in cognitive functions after just 4 months of piano lessons. From Women's Day's Health, the latest news and wisdom you can live life to the fullest, find your inner strength. Meditation is more than that so relaxed feeling. It improves your sleep, focus, decision-making skills, and productivity, says Emily Fletcher, author of the new book, Stress Less, Accomplish More. That's $27 wherever books are sold. And again, her name's Emily Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Here's how to use it to boost your confidence. Bring your arms up to make a giant V. Relax your face, part your lips, and quickly inhale and exhale through your nostrils for 30 seconds. Lower your arms, close your eyes, and think about how you feel. Repeat the sequence for 45 seconds while imagining yourself as a giant antenna with energy entering your body through your arms and traveling to the floor. Lower your arms, check on your emotions, then conquer anything. And then there's a little aside. Join the Live Longer and Stronger Challenge if you're looking to lower your risk of heart disease, lose weight, and adopt a healthier lifestyle. We want to hear from you. For a chance to join this year's Live Longer and Stronger Challenge and receive expert nutrition and exercise counseling, apply at womansday.com/livelonger2019. Also, as part of that health news, we've got a couple of small pieces. Decode your egg carton. In two recent studies, having up to one egg daily was linked to a lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Not sure what kind to buy because of all the buzzwords on the cartons? Here's what the terms mean. Certified organic. These eggs meet a slew of regulations, including that the birds weren't given antibiotics and their feed was free of harmful pesticides. Omega-3. The chickens were fed flaxseed. The eggs will give you beneficial omega-3 fatty acids. And cage-free, this means the birds weren't kept in cages, but it doesn't guarantee they were allowed outside. The term free-range indicates the chickens spent time outdoors. Straight talk with Dr. Oz. Question, I only have time to exercise at night. Will it sabotage my sleep? Dr. Oz says it shouldn't. A workout within 4 hours of your bedtime won't disrupt slumber and could even help you snooze a little more deeply, a new study found. Question, why would it help? Dr. Oz, the reasons aren't clear, but it may relieve stress or raise your core temperature. The cool down afterward could signal your body to prep for rest. And does this apply to any type of workout? And Dr. Oz, the exception is vigorous exercise within an hour of going to bed, which might delay sleep a little. But a moderate workout of up to 30 minutes should be fine. And last, leak prevention strategies. New findings show that 43% of women in their 50s and early 60s experience urinary incontinence. Menopause isn't the cause, but leaks become more common with age. A doctor can discuss lifestyle changes and effective treatments like the ones below. And there are three treatments. Pessary, that's P-E-S-S-A-R-Y. What it's good for, stress incontinence. I leak when I laugh, cough, sneeze, exercise, yell, etc. How it works, you place a small diaphragm-like silicone device in your vagina, and during some activities, it pushes the urethra against the pubic bone to hold in urine. Treatment number two, surgery, also good for stress incontinence. And it works by one option, a mid-urethral sling sits underneath your urethra and puts a little kink in it during activities. It's a low-risk outpatient procedure with around a 95% success rate. And the last, Botox. It's good for urgency incontinence, such as I feel a sudden urge to go and I can't hold it. How it works? An injection of botulism toxin into the muscle that lines the wall of the bladder relaxes it, just like it relaxes a wrinkle on your forehead. You'll most likely need a new shot every year from a urogynecologist. From Good Housekeeping, some good reads for your bookshelf. First from Jennifer Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R, Mrs. Everything. Following sisters Joe and Bethy from the 1950s to 2016, this poignant novel explores women's place in society then and now. Then there's one called Necessary People by Anna Pitoniak, P-I-T-O-N-I-A-K. In college, Quiet Violet lives in the shadow of party girl Stella. When they're adults, Violet comes into her own as a TV producer, sparking Stella's jealousy. Juicy, all too familiar tale. And a suburban thriller called Those People by Louise Candlish, C-A-N-D-L-I-S-H. Lowland Way is a suburb nirvana, where birds chirp and neighbors wave. Then a couple of misfits move in, and a murderer brings dirty secrets to light. And we've got a great read from Women's Day while we're at it here with the books. Jo Geise's memoir, and I'll spell her name, G-I-E-S-E, about her spunky mom, Babe, is a lovely tribute to an extraordinary woman. It's available on Amazon and at independent bookstores. And it's called Never Sit If You Can Dance. Next, from Good Housekeeping, Good Bacteria, and Why They Impact Our Well-Being in a Major Way. New research into the microbiome, the trillions of tiny bugs hosted by your body that help you stay healthy and happy, is changing the way science approaches everything from depression to heart health. Our bodies are teeming with good bacteria, which hang out mostly in the intestines, but also in other nooks and crannies. Think of them as having two main jobs, to safeguard your health by crowding out the relatively few bad bacteria, and to digest foods that your body can't otherwise break down. You pick up these critters from your daily interactions with the world. Things you touch deposit microbes on your skin or in your eyes, and bacteria in foods you eat take up residence in your gut. You also were gifted certain healthy bacteria as you were being born or via your mother's breast milk, and these become a key part of your total microbiome. While this field of research is relatively new, and scientists don't have all the answers, we read on to find out what we do know and what you can do to keep this army of flora working to make sure everything in your body is running smoothly. Some findings are preliminary, but there are a few leads scientists are chasing down about the ways in which these bugs work in your body. First, mood management. There's a strong link between your gut flora and your mood, which doctors are starting to figure out. Scientists have found potentially striking links between anxiety and depression and gut bacteria. In one preliminary study, when anxious mice were given gut bacteria from mice who were not anxious, they experienced less anxiety as well as changes in their brain chemistry. In another small study, 40 people with depression were divided into two groups. At the end of 8 weeks, the group given probiotics experienced a decrease in depression compared with the people who took a placebo. Smooth digestion. Intestinal conditions like irritable bowel syndrome and inflammatory bowel disease, as well as symptoms like bloating and cramps, have been linked with an imbalance in the gut microbiome. Certain microbes produce a lot of gas and other chemicals linked to inflammation, which contribute to the symptoms of intestinal discomfort. A healthy immune system. About 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. These bacteria guard against pathogens and inflammation. And there's increasing evidence of links between your body's bacteria and autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and lupus, says Samantha Nazareth, MD, gastroenterologist in New York City. When there's a shift or imbalance in your gut balance, gut bacteria, or even the presence of a certain strain in some cases, the body thinks it's being invaded, which can trigger these disorders, says Dr. Kriegel. Weight control. People with a rich variety of gut bacteria were less likely to be obese, according to a study in the journal Nature. In animal studies, some mice transplanted with the microbiome from these obese humans promptly gained weight, while the mice who received a thin person's microbiome stayed lean. It could be that the gut microbiome is able to influence weight through the bug's ability to extract energy from food, as well as their interaction with our appetite, satiety hormones, and their role with the immune system. On the upside, exercise seems to enhance gut bacteria. And heart health. One study found that certain gut microbiome characteristics were associated with good HDL cholesterol and triglycerides, and the bacteria Lactobacilli found in fermented milk products may help reduce cholesterol. Bacteria in the cafeteria. The best way to get better bugs? Eat them and nourish the ones already in your gut. You'll want to take in probiotics, foods that contain good bacteria, and prebiotics, fibrous foods that bacteria feed on, says Jacqueline London, MSRD, Nutrition Director of the Good Housekeeping Institute. Here are a few of her picks. Probiotics, such as kimchi, sauerkraut, and Greek yogurt, and prebiotics such as artichokes, bananas, and asparagus. Where the bugs are? First, gut. Your large intestine contains about 100 trillion microbes, which help food break down, train the immune system, and produce mood-regulating neurotransmitters. Researchers are learning that issues with your specific bacteria profile may be linked with a range of health problems such as digestive, mood, or autoimmune disorders. Also, the vagina. The Lactobacilli strains love this area, says Yale OBGYN Mary Jane Minkin. They help keep things acidic, and acid in the vagina is good, not bad. But when estrogen declines and the vagina becomes dry, good bacteria can die off, setting the stage for infection, whether yeast or another kind. Steer clear of douches, says Dr. Minkin, and in case of dryness, or if you've taken an oral antibiotic which can kill off good bacteria, she recommends an OTC moisturizing and acidifying gel, such as Refresh, to help prevent overgrowth of the bad guys. Eyes. The bacteria on the surface of your eyes defend against eye infections. Research has also found a potential link between an imbalanced gut microbiome and an autoimmune disorder called Sjögren's syndrome that is characterized by dry eyes and mouth. Speaking of mouth, your kisser is a microbial hotspot with about 10 million bugs inside. Bad ones can cause cavities and gum disease, and certain strains have been linked to heart disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Stay on top of brushing, flossing, and checkups to evict as many bad bacteria as possible. And your skin. About a trillion microbes are camping out there, mostly helping to keep skin irritation from other bugs at bay, but also blocking eczema, psoriasis, and acne. If the good bacteria are not sufficient and bad bacteria flourish, both on the surface of the skin and within your gut, this overgrowth may trigger various inflammatory conditions, says Rachel Nazarian, a dermatologist in New York City. From Women's Day, heart-boosting moves. Try these new science-backed tricks to improve your cholesterol. Squeeze-in exercise. People who regularly do aerobic or strength training workouts have lower triglycerides and LDL or bad cholesterol and higher HDL or good cholesterol, reports a study in the journal PLOS ONE. Munch on walnuts. When folks ate a third of a cup of these tasty nuts every day for several weeks, their LDL cholesterol dropped, according to one study. Other research suggests cooking with seed oils, such as sunflower oil. And don't slack on meds. Fewer than 23% of patients who are prescribed a cholesterol-lowering statin still take it 5 years later, says a new study in the journal Circulation. Discontinue meds only with a green light from your doctor. Other health news from Women's Day, a reason to Skype with your parents. Screen time can actually be good for your health. Seniors who connect with others via video chat have a significantly lower risk of depression than those who don't, reports a new study in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry. Other tech use, email, instant messaging, and social media doesn't offer the same benefit. Unfortunately, issues like depression and social isolation are quite common among seniors. Video chat may be a particularly useful tool for their loved ones to stay in touch with them. Music to your ears. Older adults who join a community choir become less lonely and have more interest in life, research shows. Testing. Less than two-thirds of women between ages 30 and 65 are current on cervical cancer screenings, reports New Mayo Clinic study. A Pap test every 3 years is advised for women 21 to 65. Starting at age 30, you may opt for a combo Pap/HPV screening every 5 years. And last, sleep better tonight, snooze more, snack less. Missing out on shut-eye may add to your midnight munchies habit, suggests research. Evidence shows that when you're awake when you should be asleep, you tend to crave energy-dense foods. Making an effort to nod off earlier should help you avoid extra calories. One way to relax, try sniffing lavender before bed. In a study at Wesleyan University, it helped people sleep deeply and feel well-rested. Try lavender and vanilla pillow spray for $13.50 at Bath & Body Works. From Good Housekeeping, four myths about migraines. One, a migraine is a bad headache. Migraine is a neurological disorder that affects 39 million people in the U.S., often difficult to prevent and treat. It can make you miss work and other obligations. One can last as long as 72 hours. People often confuse migraines with sinus headaches. Research suggests that 90% of people who self-diagnose a sinus headache, which also involves pain or pressure in the forehead or brow, actually had a migraine. Two, medicine won't help with a migraine. The reality isn't so grim. While it's true that a migraine headache doesn't typically respond well to over-the-counter drugs, your doctor can prescribe a more effective medication in the form of pills, nasal sprays, or injections to make you feel better. Three, if you don't get aura, it's not a migraine. Many people think a migraine headache always comes with aura, which may present as bright spots, flashes, or partial loss of vision. But that happens to only about 25% of migraine sufferers. How people experience aura also varies. Some get it before the migraine hits, while others develop it during or even after the headache. And the last myth, I get them so my kids will too. While migraines can be genetically linked, that doesn't guarantee that you'll pass them on, and there's no inheritance pattern for accurate prediction of the odds. If migraine runs in your family, tell your kid's pediatrician, who can give you tips on signs to look for and next steps to take, like starting a headache journal to identify triggers. Moving on to food. Feel-good snacks from Women's Day. Delicious, healthy, nauseous that will help your body thrive, stay strong, and glow. First, love your ticker. One of the best ways to live longer and prevent disease is to maintain healthy cholesterol and blood pressure levels. That becomes even more important after menopause when you lose most of the heart protective effects of hormones. Choose foods your heart likes, such as walnuts, which provide healthy omega-3 fats. Also, season your food with delicious herbs and spices like rosemary when you can, and use that salt shaker in moderation to help keep your blood pressure levels steady. Snack on rosemary spiced walnuts. Here's a little recipe. Heat your oven to 400. In a bowl, toss 1 cup walnuts with 2 teaspoons olive oil. Then toss with 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh rosemary and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange in a single layer on a rimmed baking sheet and bake until they smell lightly toasted, 6 to 8 minutes. And that serves too. Nourish your skin and get more energy. To promote production of skin-firming collagen, look for snacks high in vitamin C like bell peppers and nibble on edamame. It provides long-lasting energy, helpful on those hectic days, and folate and a B vitamin that plays a role in mood regulation. Snack on edamame hummus. In a food processor, puree 2 cups frozen shelled edamame, which has been thawed, 1 clove garlic pressed, 3 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons each tahini, extra virgin olive oil and water, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper until smooth, adding an additional 1 tablespoon of water at a time if the mixture is too thick. Serve with sliced bell peppers for dipping, and that serves 4. And last, guard your bones and brain. Eating plenty of calcium and vitamin D will help keep your skeleton sturdy. These 2 nutrients are a bone-building dream team because vitamin D, found in foods like fortified milk and salmon, help increase absorption of bone strengthening calcium, found in foods like cheese. Also, load up on berries, which are filled with compounds called anothocyanins that help protect nerve cells from damage. Don't you just love hearing me mispronounce things? Snack on berry ricotta cream. In a bowl, combine 1/2 cup part skim ricotta cheese, 2 teaspoons low-fat milk, and 1 teaspoon confectioner's sugar. In a separate bowl, toss 1 cup mixed berries with 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Serve with ricotta. And that serves 1. From Good Housekeeping, tangy charred coleslaw. Active time is 10 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong recipe. We already did that one. Chilled tortellini romesco. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 20. Here's what you need. 1 pound cheese tortellini, 3/4 cup roasted red peppers drained, 1/3 cup roasted almonds chopped, 2 scallions finely chopped, 2 tablespoons flat leaf parsley plus more for serving, 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 2 tablespoons olive oil, and kosher salt and pepper. Cook tortellini per package directions. Drain and rinse under cold water to cool. Meanwhile, in the food processor, pulse peppers, almonds, scallions, parsley, vinegar, oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper until very finely chopped. Toss pesto with tortellini to coat and sprinkle with parsley before serving. And that serves 8. From Family Circle, we've got family dinner, chicken and veggie skillet. Melt 2 tablespoons butter in a large lidded skillet over medium high. Sprinkle 4 to 5 ounce boneless, skinless chicken breast with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add to skillet and brown 2 minutes per side. Remove to a plate. Add 3 cups water to the skillet, cover, and bring to a boil. Stir in 1 package, 10 ounces, of yellow rice. Cover tightly, reduce heat to medium-low, and cook 10 minutes. Meanwhile, trim 1/2 pound small carrots and 1/2 pound 3 thin green beans, or haricot vert, if you're fancy. Place carrots and green beans in 2 separate bowls and toss each with 1/2 tablespoon of EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon chopped fresh thyme, and 1/8 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Uncover skillet and add carrots. Recover and cook 5 minutes. Uncover and add green beans and chicken. Sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon chopped fresh thyme. Cover and cook 5 minutes until chicken is cooked through. Serve with salsa verde on the side if desired, and that serves 4. Halfway healthy spaghetti pesto. Place 2 pound zucchini noodles from 2 large zucchini in a colander in the sink and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Let stand 10 minutes. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add 1/2 pound dry spaghetti and cook to al dente 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil in a large lidded skillet over medium high. Add 4 cups broccoli florets, 1/4 cup water, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cover and cook 4 minutes. Uncover and add 1 cup thawed green peas and 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes. Cook 2 minutes. Rinse zucchini noodles, then drain spaghetti over the zucchini. Add spaghetti mixture to the skillet, along with 1 7-ounce package refrigerated pesto, 1/4 cup grated parmesan, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Toss to combine, and that serves 4. From Good Housekeeping, June crop is cherries. They're only around for a limited time, so take advantage of the delicious fruit. Some of our favorite ways to enjoy them. First, add them to a savory side. Sauté pitted cherries in olive oil and toss with basil to top seared pork, steak, or chicken. Turn them into a syrup. Simmer pitted cherries with a little brown sugar and some grated fresh ginger. Spoon over waffles, pancakes, or ice cream. Bake them. Chop and fold into your go-to chocolate or vanilla cake batter before baking. Well, how about that? From Real Simple, when we sit for long periods, we can feel sluggish and mentally dull. Here's a way to invigorate yourself in 10 seconds. Spread your fingers wide and make a grabbing action as if you're trying to catch flies. Do this quickly 10 times. Then do the reverse. Flick your fingers out as if you're flicking water off your fingertips. If you're in public, you can do this underneath a table or your desk. If you're alone, do it while moving your arms up and down as if you really are catching flies, which will boost your circulation. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call. So long, till next time.